Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Downhill physical football team. Mariota hesitates to the end zone. Touchdown, Commanders!
Marcus Mariota yesterday, outstanding, I thought, in Washington's 41-24 win. The rushing attack by committee, give the offensive line credit, the big offensive line or the larger offensive line, the changed offensive line, but it included a third of the snaps with Trent Scott out there as a sixth man eligible tackle. By the way, real quickly, just before I get to kind of the other part of my game take, Ben tweeted out, I guess Jeremy Fowler from ESPN had this first, that Washington is meeting with former Packers safety Darnell Savage today. Savage worked with Commanders assistant Jason Simmons as a rookie in Green Bay. Washington, of course, yesterday had multiple DBs injured, including Will Harris, and Harris's injury looks like it is maybe a season-ending injury or certainly an injury that could keep him out for a significant amount of time. Darnell Savage, just as an FYI, was really the guy that Washington's draft brass, group, including Jay Gruden, who was, you know, involved in evaluating players. That's who they wanted to draft, not Dwayne Haskins. We know the story of the owner basically forcing them to take Dwayne Haskins at 15. The two players that they really, really liked in that draft were Darnell Savage and Montez Sweat. They ended up trading back into the first round to get Sweat, but had they not been forced by the owner to take Haskins, I think Savage would have been the pick. He ended up going six picks later to Green Bay, and has been most recently in Jacksonville, but is available. We'll see if that works out. Savage, by the way, a former Terp. Grew up, I think, on the Eastern Shore of Maryland. All right, let's get to the list of things that I did not like. You know, repeating on the list of things that I liked, Mariota, the running game, the return yards, 245 of them, lots of explosives, the defense against the run, the pass rush. Love the way they swarmed right from the beginning. I really think they understood the situation yesterday, and they took it to the Raiders physically. I mean, they set the tone after that kickoff return with four straight Rodriguez runs, and then a third and goal Mariota scramble for a touchdown. Loved it. All right, what didn't I like? Well, still too many mistakes, man. So many of them in the first half. You know, they haven't played a clean game yet. It's not like they're turning the ball over a lot. Yesterday was their first turnover. And to be honest with you, when he fumbled that ball, I was like, yeah, but did you see the run? Like, it was such a great run. I'm like, God, he looks good. He fumbled the football, but even in that moment, I'm like, this is going to be a good day. You had penalties. I mean, you had two plays in which both Tunsil and Connerly Jr. were penalized and flagged on the exact same play. Drop passes, again, that's been an issue this year. You had an out-of-bounds kickoff that cost field position, you know, cost them points. You had a missed field goal, a short one. Man, I mean, when Gay missed that 37-yard field goal, you know, in that moment, I'm sure you all were thinking what I was thinking, which is, line the kickers up for Tuesday. Let's get him in here and let's figure out an answer. But he redeemed himself with a 56-yarder, his second opportunity on that 56-yarder. And then coverage issues. I mean, look, The Raiders were hampered yesterday. That is truly a bad offensive line, and they were missing, you know, maybe their best guard, interior offensive lineman. He was active, but he didn't play much. And you've got communication issues on the back end. I'm not going to be able to sit here and explain them to you, you know, as well as maybe Steve Suter will when he comes on to break down the film this week. But you've had communication issues secondary-wise. The pass rush certainly made that a moot point, but the Raiders had big chunk plays. Look, I said on Friday, if you don't stop the run and you don't get pressure, Geno can throw it, and he's got speed. You know, Tucker is wide open still in this game. Thornton can really run. We know what Brock Bowers is. We know what Jacoby Myers is. I mean, the first play of the game, you go bootleg, and no one's near Jacoby Myers on a 45-yard chunk play. They had a 61-yard play, a 45-yard play, a 30-yard play, a 20-yard play. You know, Geno ended up throwing for 289, and you can call a lot of the 289 garbage yards. Okay, that's fair. A lot of it was in the fourth quarter, but you got some back-end issues, and now with the injuries, and I'm not going to sit here and tell you that the injuries didn't play a part in the communication issues yesterday. They probably did, but we've had back-to-back games of coverage issues, and now you got a banged-up secondary. It's an improved pass rush, but it's an improved pass rush against two woeful offensive line situations. The Giants didn't have Andrew Thomas in the opener. The Raiders may have one of the worst offensive lines in the league, especially when they're banged up like they were yesterday, missing Jackson Powers. Eye discipline, eyes, that's what Witt Jr. said on Thursday over and over again. But you're going to have to get that figured out because Justin Herbert will make you pay for that. The Cowboys offense will make you pay for that. The Lions offense will make you pay. The, you know, of course, I'm kind of glad now that we don't play the Eagles until late in the year with all the injuries. But that seems to be an issue. That's why, by the way, you just can't, based on, you know, some videos that are put out during training camp, you can't come to conclusions when Terry's not even a guy that they're covering in camp. You know, I think Trey Amos looks good. I do. But right now, the secondary is not a strength, and it's now a shell of its former self health-wise. So there are some issues there for sure. But I think topping the list of things from the game that I didn't think were very good, just a lot of mistakes still. You didn't, you know, you could overcome them against the Giants because they were the Giants in week one. You could overcome them yesterday even without your starting quarterback because that was a Raiders team and it was kind of the perfect scenario in terms of, you know, rest, etc. But you got to cut some of that stuff out. And the coverage stuff, I mean, they have speed, and when they didn't get to Geno and they gave him time, it was, you know, target practice. It was easy. But, of course, the pass rush disrupted most of it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
No takeaways is on the list. You know, that's three straight games, no takeaways. You know what, though? I'll tell you what. If they keep playing the run the way they've played it, if they keep hitting the way they've hit, If they can get that kind of pass rush pressure consistently like they did against the Giants, like they did against the Raiders yesterday, they took advantage of bad offensive line situations. I think they'll come. I think they will. They had an opportunity with that ball that Geno forced. Amos, you know, made a good play on it. The ball got tipped up into the air. Harris had a shot at it when he was still in the game. But in the three games they've played, one total turnover. It was Mariota's fumble. So they've only given the ball away once this year in three games, but they have not gotten a takeaway. You know, you get a couple of takeaways yesterday, and that's, you know, that's 55 to, you know, 13. And then last on the list of things that I didn't like, just another game in which there are a lot of injuries. We will find out more as the day goes on, but it looks like Will Harris is out for a while. We'll find out about Terry's quad. We'll be on Jaden watch this week, Noah Brown watch, John Bates watch, you know, in addition to Lattimore, who was concussed, you know, Amos. You know, this is what does seasons in. These kinds of outbreaks of injuries, you know, you can overcome them if your best players remain, you know, healthy and active. But they've lost starters and several of them here, and they'll probably be without more in next week's game against Atlanta. Some other observations real quickly. You know, Debo is just... he's having that year that I hoped he would have, like we all hoped he would have. It's, you know, 14 games left, and health is always the key. But, man, has he proved to be valuable on kickoff returns, out of the backfield, as a receiver, in the short, you know, quick game, in the screen game. He recovered the onside kick yesterday at the end. I love the Wildcat. I love the way they went up-tempo. I love some of the formations that Cliff had out there. I probably should have put Debo on the things that I liked list, but he did have a dropped pass in the game, and that has been an issue with him at times during his career. But what a weapon they added in Debo Samuel. Fingers crossed that he stays healthy, because he makes them a real difficult team to check. Let's call it as it is. I know how many people out there are big Terry fans, and I'm a Terry fan too. I just don't put him at the same level that some of you do with respect to other receivers. But right now, Debo, along with the quarterback, are the two most dangerous players Washington has on offense. I don't know how Terry's long play was conclusively overturned without even the need of a challenge. That did not make any sense. You can't do that. If you're going to whistle, if you're going to let the referees know, hey, he didn't score, you know, we got the instant review. The instant review's got to be right. That was not right. That was a touchdown, okay? By the time his hip touched, because his knee never touched, by the time his hip touched, the ball had already crossed the plane. I thought that... oh, the drop touchdown pass by Jalen Lane, how is that not offsides? Are you kidding me? It's a clear offsides, neutral zone infraction. Washington thought they had a free play, as they should have. There was also a helmet-to-helmet call against number 20 on the Raiders. That's Debo was not a defenseless receiver in that moment. He was a runner. I don't like that call. What else did I have? Oh, Marcus Mariota had an intentional grounding call late in the game that I actually didn't think was intentional grounding. I think he and Jalen Lane just had their wires mixed up. And I think he threw in the general direction where he thought Lane would be. I'm not saying that it would have been a completion, but I don't think it was grounding. And then he avoided a grounding in the first half when Crosby got really quick pressure on Connerly Jr. You know, that was a problem. Poor Connerly, the pass rushers he's faced. But he did a great job of just flicking the ball in the general direction. It was a screen call. Chris Myers, man, yesterday was not very good on the call. I like Mark Schlereth, but they both missed that it wasn't called grounding because it was a screen and there was a back in the general area. What else did I have? Oh, I had one other thing that I wanted to mention, and I'll do it when I come back. It was an interesting call by Dan Quinn on a penalty following a touchdown. But now it is your turn. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Your reaction to Washington's 41-24 win over the Raiders. What did you like? What didn't you like? Anything I missed? Your shot. Phone lines are open. Back after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.